This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 17, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The American Bonanza Society has helped avert a potential mass grounding of 1970 and newer Beechcraft Bonanzas and Barons by convincing the FAA to extend its August 6th deadline for replacement of certain switch-type circuit breakers. The Society found that the supplier of replacement breakers was unable to keep up with demand. The approval of the FAA to the request means that owners of affected airplanes now only need to order the replacements by August 6th, be able to document the order has been placed, then do the actual replacement within 90 days of receiving them. Affected owners will also be required to notify the principal inspector in the appropriate flight standards district office, or, in the lack of a PI, notify their FISDO. Get more details in the text version of this story, dated Tuesday, at aero-news.net. An RAF pilot and a British military cadet were killed Sunday when their two-place Grob Tudor collided with a civilian glider in flight above Drayton, Abingdon. Both aircraft fell to the ground, but the pilot of the glider apparently was thrown clear of his damaged plane by the impact and managed to parachute to safety. Ministry of Defense told the London Mirror the pilot was RAF and the passenger a member of the Combined Cadet Force. The CCF is a youth organization mainly for high school students. According to its website, it's run along military lines and aims to teach practical skills which are not covered within other subjects at school. Britain's Ministry of Defense says it will conduct a complete investigation before discussing the cause. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued a probable cause report in a highly publicized mid-air collision between a Cessna 172 and a Cessna 150 over Corona, California in January of 2008. Two people in each aircraft died, as did an employee of a car dealer on the ground, who was hit by an engine that fell through the dealership's roof. The board determined that both pilots failed to see and avoid each other, but also noted that the pilot of the 150, who had just taken off, turned crosswind in the pattern at Corona before reaching 700 feet MSL, contrary to published FAA guidelines. The plane's resulting position, aggravated by a blind spot caused by the location of the 150's door pillar, contributed to the failure to spot the converging 172. A witness told investigators that neither plane appeared to alter course immediately before the impact, supporting the theory that neither pilot saw the other plane coming. Gulfstream International Airlines, facing a proposed $1.3 million fine from the FAA for violating record-keeping and pilot rest rules, has completed a detailed response to the charges. The company says its documentation shows that it was in compliance with the relevant regulations in substantially all of the findings by the FAA, and thus asserts there were no violations in those cases. The company says it recognizes, however, that information presented to the FAA during a 2008 inspection could have been confusing, resulting in differences in interpretation. To reduce that risk in the future, Gulfstream says it changed record-keeping processes last year, even in cases where it disagrees with the FAA findings. Finally, the company asserts none of the findings, even those with which Gulfstream concurred, involved safety of flight issues. The response puts the ball back in the FAA's court. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The UAW strikes Bell Helicopter in Texas. Air Canada makes progress in avoiding bankruptcy. And Boeing gears up for the restart of KCX. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell shares a conversation with pioneering aviation author Ann Cooper. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.